The following is a paid program sponsored by
Pearl Mortgage, an equal housing lender. Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee 4358. NMLS 19186. David Hochberg. NMLS 136675.
And is not affiliated with WLS Radio or Cumulus Media. Listeners should consult their own advisors and conduct their own research before making any purchases, investments, or making any financial decisions.
This hourly segment is brought to you by Home Sweet Home Chicago, airing Saturdays at 10 a.m. This hourly segment is brought to you by Home Sweet Home Chicago, airing Saturdays at 10 a.m.
WLSDavid.com. I got a text from Julie thanking me for helping her, you know, win this contest. Go to WLSDavid.com. Even if you don't spend, if you like what I look like and like what I sound like 20 pounds lighter, you'll click on the logo. It's right there on the right side of WLSDavid.com. Number 3, and I believe number 12, Studio Spin Northfield. Just enter in your email address down below and help my friend win a contest. She sent the text as well. Igor, tell Igor that his team has been working on my new house for the last week and doing a phenomenal job.
That's so there you fantastic. Go. Thank you very much, Julie. Appreciate that.
I think that's a Julie. I think that's Julie's, a picture of Julie on, well, you'll see. It's a very fit woman. I'll tell you, that's her body right there. So if you're a woman that wants to look like that, or if you're a guy.
Hire Mr. Floor.
Hire Mr. Floor.
Or if you're a guy that wants a woman.
Who wants your wife to look like that. Or if you're a guy that wants to get into shape to maybe
get a woman,
have like a shot at getting a woman like that, you can go to Studio Spin Cycle, type in Team Hochberg, and get a free, I hate free, get a complimentary class on the house. Get a house, get a complimentary class. 312-591-8900, 312-591-8900. A buddy of mine, Mike Fehrenbacher, works at a company called Angel Oak. He wants to run an ad, so here's his ad. It's a little freebie for you, Mike. Are you self-employed, buy a lot of investment properties, have a BK lately, or just want to get approved for a mortgage? Call or text Angel Oak, or just call and text us. We also do, Angel Oak's one of our lenders, and we'll be more than happy to do that. Are you a mortgage broker or a loan officer who cannot get approved the conventional route with or work with self-employed borrowers? Call Mike at 312-600-4410. He's a good guy. We send him, 10 to 15 loans a month. He does all of our bank statement loans. And
oh, all right. So the harder to get loans, he's taking them.
Yes. Okay. So here's a perfect example. Okay? A buddy of mine listens to the show. I'm driving home. He's like, hey, what's up with those bank statement loans? I'm like, well, what do you want to know? So I told him, 24 months. Long story short, he has a business that's got $80,000 a month going through deposits. His tax return's showing 40, 50, 60 grand. He lives in a $700,000 home, Buffalo Grove, with a $390,000 mortgage. Not going to carry a traditional mortgage on $40, $50, $60,000 with $18,000 of real estate taxes in Lake County, in Buffalo Grove. It's just not going to happen. So we were talking, and by the time I got to the junction, okay, I'm driving out. I'm like, just add up 24 months worth of bank statement. He calls me back. 24 months worth of deposits was $80,000. I said, what's your expense ratio? He's like, our expenses to our profits, our ratio is 33%. Great. They take 35% off the top. So I'm like, if you take $80,000 worth of deposits, you take off $30,000 just for the hell of it off the top. We've got $50,000 a month of income that this lender is going to use. $50,000 a month, I could get a $3 million home approved for $50,000. Long story short, pulling out $50,000, he's going to pay off debt. His payment's going to go up maybe $125, paying off $500 worth of debt. So his payment's actually going down $375. His 650 credit score, because he's carrying all this debt, is going to go up to 740. We'll take a look at doing it over again at the end of the year, after he gets done enhancing his credit by paying off all of his crap. It's that simple. 312-591-8900. 312-591-8900. Julie, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. How's your fat, soft, chubby husband doing? Is he, how's he doing?
Well, you got tough competition, David. I got to tell you, he's really.
Ooh, he's going to burn you.
He's not going to burn me.
Yes, he is.
I must I must say he's not working out as hard as you are, though.
Okay.
But it doesn't matter.
We definitely are blowing him away on that end. So I don't know. But anyway, I called in. I disconnected. I had to go get my little one for my in-laws. So I missed part of the show. But I have to say, Igor, your team, Mr. Flores' team has been, we close on a house. Thank you to the Hochberg team. You guys did a phenomenal job closing our house last week on Monday. And then Mr. Flores' team started on Tuesday morning, 8 a.m., right on time. You guys were there and started working right away. So I have to say, they have been phenomenal.
There you
Very
go.
Professional.
That's great, Julie. Thank you so much. We appreciate it. We appreciate your business, and we're going to continue to work hard for you.
And Julie is the atypical North Shore woman, right? She knows what she wants and gets what she wants because her husband can't say no to her because he knows. He knows better. That's definitely the way it is. But you were telling me about pictures and text messages and supervisors contacting you, and you're like, it's unbelievable.
It really is unbelievable. So every day the project manager sends out an email to Jeremy and I giving a full report on what is happening at the house, sends pictures of what they've been doing. So we are 1 minute from our new house, so we can stop in there. Although with the updates that we get, it is completely unnecessary. So if you're not as close as we are to our new house, you are completely in the loop with what's happening. Joe sends an email. If we need to respond, he responds right away. So I have to say I am overly impressed and pleasantly surprised by the professionalism from the crew that's working and from the project manager.
And Lance Briggs, yesterday during the class, Lance Briggs was in there, Chicago Bears.
Sure, yeah.
Was it safe to say that I kicked his ass, or is it safe to say that I kicked his ass?
Pro football player, you know, you really held your own. I must say those jumps, you hit every single jump.
Right.
I don't know if he did.
No, he didn't.
Sure.
He didn't.
Even if he did, he didn't, right?
I'm just telling you. He's a big guy. He could definitely kick my ass. I'm just saying. Probably need new teeth after this show, but I'm just saying.
Did you really keep up with him? Seriously?
He had trouble keeping up with me. I'm just telling you.
You're much stronger than you were when you started, and you're making a lot of progress.
Stronger than you look.
Yes. I look like a ball of putty, but I'm underneath this fat, I'm cut like a monster. All right, so Studio Spin gave a shout-out for people to go vote. If people, it's Team Hochberg. It's Team Hochberg for a complimentary ride, right? All they have to do is go to your website?
You got it. We'll figure it all out. Yep, just come.
All right, enjoy your day. Say hi to Julie. Hi to Jeremy and tell him to put down the donut, all right?
I'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you, Julie.
All right, goodbye. See you, Julie. 312-591-8900, 312-591-8900. We're going to take a quick break here, then
come back. Nice job on that cycling. Are you going tomorrow morning, too?
I do 7 days a week.
Do you really?
Yeah, I lift 3 days a week, and
amazing.
I go 7 days a week. I got $300 on the line.
Yeah, that's not the point.
I got $300.
No, you're rocking.
No, I started at
278.
You're not
going to beat him.
I'm
going to
beat him.
Okay.
I'll bet you $300 I beat him. 312-591-8900, WLSDavid.com.
This is Home Sweet Home Chicago. If you're interested in talking to David about a mortgage, call him at 312-751-1333. That's 312-751-1333. Or visit his website, perldavid.com.
Now, more Home Sweet Home Chicago with David Hochberg on WLS.
AM 890.
312-591-8900, WLSDavid.com. Go to Team Hochberg on Facebook and like us. We're at 3,850. Love to get to 4,000 by the end of the month. Need your help? Are you struggling to pay your mortgage? Is your home already in foreclosure? Reach out for help now. Restoration America is a HUD-approved housing counseling agency and has helped thousands of homeowners find solutions to avoid foreclosure. Your housing counselor, their housing counselor, will analyze your unique situation, create an action plan with options available through your lender and other assistance programs available. They will help you work with your bank or other resources to apply for assistance and avoid foreclosure. Best of all, the help is absolutely free. Restoration America never charges any fees to help anyone that is behind on their mortgage payments or facing foreclosure. Avoid costly foreclosure rescue scams that only take your money and do nothing to help. Make an appointment with one of Restoration America's housing counselors today. Call Restoration America today to speak with a housing counselor at 847-783-0232. 847-783-0232. Give them a call. Tell them that we told you to call. 312-591-8900. 312-591-8900. WLSDavid.com. So, Joe, talk about what's going on in the home improvement industry. We've gotten calls. We took over the renovation and construction division at Pearl Mortgage. It was a disaster. We went in there. We cleaned it up. We're now in total control of it. My team, Team Hochberg. We went in there. We changed all the templates. Everybody knows what's going on. We are getting 7 to 10 referrals inside Pearl alone, and we haven't even gone to the market a week. This is a week of people within. There's over 200 loan officers at Pearl sending us their renovation and construction opportunities, financing opportunities, because there's no place out there to get good information.
So you would call that a 203K loan, is that correct?
Well, there's a 203K loan. There's also a Fannie Mae. Fannie Mae has got their own renovation and construction loan.
Right. And so here's the bottom line, though, Dave. We've stayed away from those implicitly for the last 10 years.
You shouldn't.
Well, we could hold on.
Right.
Oh, man, you're so defensive.
Not anymore. No, I stayed away from them, too, because they were disasters.
Exactly. Now, if you would have let me talk, I would have said...
Sorry, I apologize.
So the only way that we'll do them is if we're working with your team.
Right.
So, and that's what I'm trying to say, is that the way you handle the process, whether it's just a refinance or this now, you've taken that mess and you've made it doable. You've made it workable not only for the contractor, but for the homeowner.
Try to clean it up. And we could do it for hardwood floors.
I was just going to ask him, yes. Is that applicable to what
that
we
is
do?
Applicable to hardwood floors.
Fantastic.
Meaning it's... Yes.
Well, it's got to be part of an overall project. Right. Yes, because the GC has to go in. It has to be an approved general contractor, and they have to go in and do a number of different things inside the house. We could do it permaceil when you're doing foundation work. A lot of people, a lot of that is not covered by insurance. Okay.
So how does that work? I mean, can you just like briefly run through the process,
sure.
David?
It's a very simple process.
So, for example, a client of mine wants to do $20,000, $30,000 worth of flooring work in their home.
As the contractor, yep. Right? You're the licensed contractor, Mr. Floor, would have to come to our company, right? We'd have to get the borrower approved first, and then once they're approved, okay, you get paid. A lot of people want to do it themselves, okay? So the biggest misnomer out there is that people want to go to a flooring company, buy the floor, bring it in, and they're handy, you know, and they want to do their own flooring work, or they want to do their own basement.
Right.
Game over.
Right.
Dead stop.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen. The bank's not going to give Joe Blow money to go do their floor or go do their basement. They're going to go to a contractor.
See, they're betting on the outcome. So they have to make sure the outcome
is going to get
up
done
to the quality to produce the increased value.
Right, because that's what you're that's
they're
what
betting
it's all
on
about,
the
is
increased
the
value. Yep.
Yeah, sure. Makes
so
sense.
When, okay. When they want to put flooring in, right, or they want to refinish a basement because of a flood or a fire, or they want to pop the top and go back or redo a garage, they have to bring in a contractor that's licensed. You're licensed, you're licensed, you're licensed. Okay, JC, Mega Pro, and Mr. Floor. They come to us, they give us the bid, we put it in, then we have to put it through the system, right? We have to get the borrower approved for the $20,000, $30,000 worth of flooring. And then they have to take out a home improvement loan.
So is there an appraisal that goes into play?
Yes, I mean, all of that.
So you're doing almost like a refi.
It's a refi on a renovation.
To get the value out, to then get the value in and up again.
Yeah. Correct.
And because on my side, I do a lot of part of this as well. As buyers can buy a house, which they can do a renovation loan prior to actually closing on it, which is kind of nice. We do need a team of contractors that would be generally, it can be anybody, but they have to be licensed for this type of work.
Sure.
But if you're saying if the house could be worth $160,000, you're able to get it for $100,000, maybe it's a house that needs updates, this is where these are great for buyers looking to buy into a neighborhood and get those improvements on their home. It has to be done in a certain time after the first closing part. But it's a great product, and we used to do a lot of these in 2008, 2010.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm almost talking about clients that are living in their homes.
Yes.
And they want
absolutely
to pull some equity out of the home for home improvement purposes. So, you know, if we're all licensed contractors and we can qualify.
The truth of it is, though, This is in lieu of equity, right? So you're saying they don't have that current equity.
There's two ways to do it.
Right.
Okay, if they have the equity, right, maybe not a renovation loan would be the way to go. Maybe a home equity line of credit is the way to go. Sure. Maybe they have a crappy rate.
And you can help them with that as well.
And we can help them with all that, too.
Fantastic.
So Team Hochberg helps them sort out which way to go.
Or Horvac. Hochberg or Horvac. It depends. It depends.
Hochberger is what I used to call you.
You don't want to know what he calls you off the air.
No, it's cool. It's
oh, yeah.
No, we got a great relationship.
What's wrong with Love Bunny?
It's fine. There's nothing wrong with Love Bunny as long as it's not done on the air. But all of these things, what we do is analyze the situation,
right,
make the recommendation. If they have a ton of equity in their home and they want to put $150,000 in the home, like Joe had a couple on the north side of the city. They wanted to pop the top and blow the back out and put $250,000-$300,000 in their house. Yeah. Okay, they owed $100,000 on a home that was worth $500,000.
Oh, that's a no-brainer.
Oh, good point, though. Yeah. And their bank was trying to send them a construction loan.
And their bank was trying to give them a construction loan, charge
which was totally ridiculous.
Charge them a ton of points, charge them a ton of fees at a ridiculously like 7-8% rate. And the guy's is a professor, an educator. I'm just like, let's take a step back, okay? Right. Let's run some numbers here, right? You could go from a 15, you could pull out $200,000-$300,000, give it to Joe, control the entire money process, don't have to pay any extra fees. We could cover all the closing costs with the closing cost credit, right? There are closing costs in every loan, even though there's another lender out there that wants you to think there are no closing costs. But every loan has closing costs, and we give you a credit for all the closing costs. So it didn't cost him anything in terms of out-of-pocket. He had to pay for the appraisal. We credited it back to him at the closing. And he pocketed over $200,000, almost $300,000.
So Team Hochberg will come in,
yes,
analyze the situation.
100%.
Lead the client to the correct option.
But here, even for you, Igor, you don't have to worry about construction. You don't even have to worry about the right loan.
Right.
So David right now is talking about reverse mortgages. Our customer approached David for a reverse mortgage,
and he
said, hey, this isn't the right product for you. Same thing with the construction loan. He doesn't know if you need a construction loan or an equity loan.
Right. It almost doesn't matter because David will tell him what the correct option
exactly
is based
right.
on his financial situation
right.
and what he wants to do.
We will analyze the situation. The Joe came to us with two borrowers, a great experienced borrowers living in a home paid for. She had a couple $1 million in the bank. Her husband was in a wheelchair. They had to retrofit the whole house. Okay. Very qualified. We tried to get them qualified them for a reverse mortgage. The reverse
but
mortgage.
That's what they thought they wanted.
That's
right?
what they thought they wanted.
So that was the initial conversation was reverse
yes,
mortgage.
Correct.
Right.
Okay. So we talked to them about a reverse mortgage. We're like, we can only get $200,000 out of your home. Right. That was it. Mm-hmm. They needed $300,000 to do all the work because it was an extensive tear out, just ramps and everything had to be ADA for this guy, right? Because right. she's getting older, couldn't schlep her husband around, get him in and out of beds and baths and all that stuff. So complete gut rehab, and she needed $300,000. So what we did was we set up a loan based upon their assets to get her $300,000 out so Joe could go do all the renovations. The $600,000-$700,000 home after Joe's done with it is going to be well over $1 million.
So the money went to the borrower?
The borrower.
Okay, and then the borrower dispersed it based on the work you were
sure.
doing, Joe.
Okay. Yeah, and it, meaning if you're questioning about the construction loan,
right.
you're right. That's escrow money, and not every contractor is cut out for it.
Right,
but,
right.
Right.
You usually draw a schedule and...
Right.
Yeah. And that's another good point, too. In the past, when we would work in that nonsense... I'm subject to the way that loan was structured
right.
and had nobody to depend on. Now, with Team Hochberg, I could depend on who's the guy that's working with us.
Well, we got three people. We got James, we got Cindy, we got Kevin.
James. All right,
so you've got a dedicated person then.
I've got four
absolutely.
Dedicated people.
Oh, well,
right.
that's a huge, huge benefit.
Dude, that's why we took it over. It was a complete train wreck at
wow.
Pearl Mortgage.
So right.
we took it over.
Good for you.
And that's really what makes the difference.
Yeah.
And is there a minimum? Is there, for example, so if you're dealing with a $300,000 client,
no.
I may be dealing with a $10,000
no.
client.
No, there are FHA loans.
Is there a point at which the fees and the appraisal costs doesn't and all
matter.
That doesn't
He'll
make
figure
sense.
It out.
You'll figure it out.
Well, that's
yeah.
and there are other loans out there
right.
that banks have, like First Midwest Bank and Huntington Bank have personal loans that people don't know about.
And you've got access to all of these.
I've got access to all this
so
stuff.
So we just have to bring all our clients to you.
That's all you have
yeah.
to do. I don't know what
so
the hell
simple.
You want.
Why don't you just say that at the beginning?
No, but that's a valid point. I don't think Mega Pros has figured that out. Until during this last year, we figured out how best we can work together.
Right.
And to your point, once that started working, it's the same thing with JC, right?
Well, the reason I'm asking is, and just real quick, the reason I'm asking is because we have clients that literally, you know, they can afford to spend $10,000 on a floor, but they'd rather keep that money in the bank and pull some equity out of the house. They don't know how to do it effectively, efficiently, if you will.
312-751-1333. It's a 15-minute conversation. Nine times out of ten, we're going to tell them to go someplace else and recommend them to do something else because there are better products for them.
But you're going to make that recommendation anyway.
Yeah, and it's going to be their decision.
Still a one-stop shop with you.
Right.
Which is adorable of him, right? Because he's actually sending his business to somebody else.
That's good customer service.
Absolutely.
And as a consumer, whether it's a lender, a realtor, a contractor, whatever, you need to expect that your people are working for you. They're fiduciaries for you. They've got your best interests at heart. So that's why I would send anybody, David, even if he's going to say, you know what, you get a better product over here. You know what, you should go see this person. You need to trust the people that you're paying, that are working for you. We need to earn your business through
that
service.
One of my best friends in the whole world called me. He's out in California. He called me and said, hey, I want to do this. I want to do that. I got a $1.2 million loan, $2 million house. I want to pull money out. I said, okay, you know, this is what we've got. He's like, well, I went to this bank and they got a better rate. I'm like, well, lock it up. This guy stood at my wedding.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
We were fraternity brothers in Northern Illinois. I'm like, Neil, you got to take the deal. It's a great deal. Okay, this bank on this specific day is better than anything I have to offer you. I appreciate it, but you got to take it. Make sure that send me the loan estimate so I can make sure you're not getting drilled in fees because the rate is ridiculously low. But he had something else going on and had a relationship with this banker out in California. He's living out in California. He's been out there for 5-10 years now, and he runs in a circle, and he's with a money manager out there that could get access to very inexpensive money. And I'm like, hey, you know, if I ever have to refinance, I'm going to call you to introduce because I don't have a $1.2 million loan like he does, but it's if there's a better opportunity out there that somebody's quoting you, just show us. But be careful, because it might not be a better opportunity, right? Because it's like we talk about all the time. Okay. Yeah, I'm a quarter of a point less, but I'm paying $10,000 more in closing costs.
You're penny wise and a dollar foolish at that point.
I could do that. Okay, okay, Igor. Yeah, you could get hardwood floors for $5,000 less, but the installation's $15,000 higher. Yeah. Okay, you know, Joe, buy one, get three free, but the one is going to cost you five times the amount as what you would have paid for the four.
Well, even what you're saying about whether or not you replace the floor or repair it, that has to be an educated decision.
Correct.
And you have to trust where the intention's coming from. You can't, you know, if I'm just trying to shave a couple bucks off my job and it's really not salvageable.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, and that the customer and client has to make that decision. We lay it out for them. Hey, here's a recommendation. It can be saved or it could be replaced. And here's why. So it's our job and all of our jobs to educate our customers to help them make the decision they want to make.
Well, and this also falls on the credentials that we all have, right? I mean, you know, we've gone through a lot of education, and we've been doing this for 30 years. I know JC's been around a long time.
35.
Joe, you've been around longer than all of us put together, but. You know,
oh my God, is that possible?
I'm paying you a compliment here, Joe. But the point
you don't look a day over 70, though. You look fantastic.
That's amazing. I'm holding up rather well.
You're doing great.
But the point I'm making is that, you know, when we're working with clients, I mean, they look at our expertise, they look at our education, our certifications, all of the things we bring to the table collectively as a group. And there are no ulterior motives. We are laying it out, as Corey was just saying, we're laying it out for the client to make the final decision, but we educate them, right? We want them to know what all of their options are. And I think that goes for what Team Hogberg does, what Corey does, what Joe does, what Gary does, what we all do, and what we should be doing.
It's what we should be doing, yes. And that's getting out there and working as a team. When they call in or go on to David's website, you're getting a team of experts to help you with more than one situation.
You guys just gave me the chills. You know how.
I got to have a break. 312-591.
Dave, did you hear the chill?
Yeah, I heard the chills. 312-591-8900. WLSDavid.com. We'll be back after these messages.
If you're interested in talking to David about a mortgage, call him at 312-751-1333. That's 312-751-1333. Or visit his website, PERLDavid.com.
Now, here's David on WLS. AM 890.
312-591-8900. 312-591-8900. I want to apologize. We had some technical difficulties today. No No Facebook Live, I promise. We'll look into it and get it up and running tomorrow. Found out my credit score, 630, just texted us. 312-591-8900 is the call and text line. Just found out my credit score is 840. I'm proud of it. And just wanted to tell the world, please, please like your crew. Helped out so many people.
Ask him for his social security number.
People like your crew helped out so many people. Thank you. All right. Well, thank you, 630. That was very nice of you. Mm. Wants everybody to know that his credit score is 840. So there. Take that.
Congratulations. That's great.
Take that. Thinking about buying a new garage door? Then call the Garage Door Professionals at the Garage Door Group. The Garage Door Group works closely with all of the top garage door manufacturers within the industry to find the garage door that best fits your style and budget. The Garage Door Group proudly has experienced and certified garage door technicians to ensure professional garage door installation. All the work comes with a 5-year parts and labor warranty with no hidden fees. If you're looking to repair or replace your garage door, give the Garage Door Group a call at 847-998-5555. It's a great number. It's an easy number to remember. 847-998-5555 or visit their website, 833mydoors.com, 833mydoors.com for all of the contact information. 312-591-8900. Please go to WLSDavid.com and check out all the sponsors' information, all the realtors' information. You can like us on Facebook. Team Hochberg is the new Facebook page. If you're part of the old Facebook page, it got carried over, so there's nothing to worry about. We're just trying to brand Team Hochberg, and we're just trying to get our likes over 4,000 and 10,000 by the end of the year. It's a little aggressive, but why not? 312-591-8900. Gary, let's talk about real estate real quick. Are you seeing a lot of homes that need work that are laying there, not moving because you're getting 5, 6, 8, 10, 12 offers on the good homes that don't need any work?
Well, let me tell you what the market really is. The good homes that have been updated with the kitchens and bathrooms and floors and whatnot, they are selling fast. They go on the market within the week, and they are going under contract, multiple bids. The homes that need some improvement and, you know, priced, probably a little bit overpriced for things, yes, they're sitting out there a little bit longer, but they're being picked up as well. A lot of people are getting more educated with buying process. They're not overbuying, and we're still in a market that's balanced, which is nice. It seems like a seller's market, but it's still a balanced market. It's not overdone. So when I am working with a lot of first-time buyers, and I kind of go through the house like a home inspector. I'm not a home inspector, don't want to be, but I've sold over 500 homes in my career. And I've gone to all my home inspections, so I know what they're looking for. You know, the things that are simple fixes, but, you know, kind of put that stress of water in the house or whatnot. You know, it's the gutters, the roof, you know, it's the curb appeal. And, you know, I can't suggest enough is you find those homes that need a little polishing, you get a great deal, and then you call someone like MegaPros, which is a contractor to come out, home improvement. They can fix the windows for you. They can change that bathroom because you didn't, you know, because not every house you find has got the perfect kitchen and bathroom. But the perfect kitchen and bathrooms are going to sell $10,000 to $15,000 more than the average house in that neighborhood that didn't have an upgrade. So after you buy it, it's smarter to spend your own money instead of the seller's money on these improvements, and you can get great deals. This time of year, the market is fantastically busy, and we're going to have more and more homes on the market. From now until generally mid-August is the best time to find that great location. Throughout the year, there's always great homes. It's just the spring market is generally the family market. And that's why it's a little bit busier. But really think about when you're going out with the house with me, I'm educating you on the house. A lot of times you don't need to overspend in a house because these things could all be fixed. And, you know, go visit the Home Depot or whatnot, and you can kind of picture some of these kitchens or bathrooms, or even just, you know, the painting in the house can be updated and just make a whole different feel. So I always encourage people to talk to the realtor, get a perspective what these houses could be. And maybe when we go out and see a house, we're not just going to see one house in the neighborhood. You go out with me, boy, we're seeing like all 20 homes in the neighborhood just to make sure you understand what kind of product you're buying and then the neighborhood, so you don't overbuy or, you don't do the wrong decision. So I'm always excited about showing houses and giving the right input.
Gary, I'm sure that when you see some of these properties, you can give a perspective that, can only come from a realtor, and that is that you can see the value and the potential value of what that home may look like and once somebody like Joe or myself or maybe even Corey comes in and does some work.
Well, it's just amazing. The other day I was out showing houses in Wheeling, and we were seeing Wheeling and Buffalo Grove and kind of starter homes. But some of these homes, amazing. They just needed carpet or wood flooring or change of the windows, and these would have been spectacular homes. But people got they got a little scared because the floor was warped or a different color, especially a hardwood floor.
Sure.
You get the staining on that backside where maybe they had the pet there too many times.
Yeah, we see it all the time.
Yeah, and I was like, no problem. This could all be fixed, and it's really simple. But you got to make sure this is the right house for you. So we walked around and trying to look at the kitchen and the bathroom sizes, the room sizes, because the homes, you're buying into a home, but, we can always change kitchens and bathrooms and basements, but we can't move the house. We can't generally change a room size. But if we had to, we can combine two rooms and make one big one if we had to. But I've seen so many houses. A realtor is going to give you a great perspective of value in the future. And what is the style today? Because, I like the granite tops and the maple cabinets, and I'm thinking light and bright with my themes. But some people are, they got to have the spunky colors, and that's all different things. So I try hard.
Joe, what are you seeing in terms of?
I feel Gary is not only smart, but he's single. Did you know that?
Yeah, you want to mingle?
I just want the listeners to know that Gary's smart and single. He's on the prowl.
Well, I go out there. I've been divorced. Thank you very much. And I'm raising daughters of my own, so I'm trying my best out there. But thank you for the plug there.
All right.
But I do work with a lot of clients, and I give my perspective. If I don't feel like I'll buy the house, I kind of tell them that. And what we can do to quickly make some changes, because curb appeal, some people, curb appeal is trees, front door.
But the truth of it is, I think it is important that Gary is able to assess the fact that that pet stain is fixable. I mean, sometimes it's not, Igor, and you know that too. So that you can advise and say, no, don't worry about that. That's a $1,500 fix.
Exactly.
All right, so you're educated enough to tell the people the truth. Somebody who doesn't know leads them down the path of calling you or I and then complaining that that's not what Gary told me or Sherry told me or whoever told me.
Wrong advice is when we're walking through the house, this is actually fixable. And someone like Mr. Floor can come out here, give me an estimate of what this. I'm pretty close to my estimate, so I don't throw them off.
Right.
But to walk in there and says, don't buy this house because of the pet odor and a pet stain, it's the worst advice you can give, because not everybody, this house could be great for somebody if you just kind of fix that little problem.
Well, not only that, Gary, but somebody walking in that doesn't want to buy the house because they don't like the color of the floor.
I've seen that so many times.
What a silly reason not to buy the house. It's so fairly inexpensive, really, to refinish that floor into a different color.
Yeah, because
we do it every day.
Yeah, because remember when the blonde floors were very popular?
Sure.
And now we're kind of getting into a little darker version of the hardwood floors that are being more popular. It all depends on the personal taste, but I've gone through a house before and I don't like the floor color. I'm like, well, that can be changed. So easy. Do you like the house, the structure, the layout, things like that?
Location, location, location.
It has always been location.
It has to be.
We're gonna take a quick break here. 312-591.
Where have you been? You kind of left us for a while.
I'm trying to fix this Facebook thing. I've been
so
listening.
Determined.
I've been listening. Yeah, in the last 18 minutes of the
show.
The show
is over.
I'm not giving up until it's not over. Until it's
over.
312-591-8900. I want to talk about changing floor colors and the process that goes into that, and how long does it take? 312-591-8900, WLSDavid.com.
This is Home Sweet Home Chicago. Here's your host, David Hochberg, on WLS. AM 890.
312-591-8900, 312-591-8900. Go to WLSDavid.com. Homeowners often say their basement only leaks when it rains. Well, you don't worry about your living room getting wet, do you? Then Why do you want to worry about your basement getting wet when it rains? PermaSeal believes that your basement should be dry all of the time, no matter how hard it rains. That's right. We've been getting a lot of rain, folks. And you probably know if you got challenges or not. And when the May showers hit, it's not getting any better. You have a permanently dry basement. Give PermaSeal a call at 1-800-421-SEAL. They offer a free, that's right, free estimate and transferable warranties so you can rest assured you're getting the best value in the business. Back in 1979, a young whippersnapper by the name of Roy Spencer started PermaSeal, and it's still a local Chicagoland business whose purpose is to make the world a better place. One basement or crawl space at a time. Your basement is already dry some of the time, but if you want your basement dry all the time, you know who to call. PermaSeal at 1-800-421-SEAL. It's 1-800-421-7325, or go to permaseal.net. Phenomenal people, give a ton back to the community. And congratulations to Roy Spencer on winning the Better Business Bureau Man of the Year Award. Hmm. Yeah, he is very actively involved in the Better Business Bureau. So let's talk about real quick turning floors from one color to the other. Corey does it when there's fire or water in the basement because he's got to strip everything off.
Corey turns it from black to what it's supposed to be.
he takes it from fire, soot, black, and gray, and brown,
this
and water.
Get the smell out. Right. Yeah.
So you're doing something different.
Right. We're doing a cosmetic change.
You're doing a cosmetic change.
Corey's doing something a little more aggressive
and adept. But if you want to turn... Gary was just saying back in the day that bleach stained floor that was so 1980s is no longer in vogue right now. So if you put that great floor with all your laminate crap furniture and your flashy light blue and pastel colors, it's not really in right now.
You just described my living room.
I know. That's why I had a flashback in your 36 inch cabinets instead of the 42 inch cabinets because you've got the soffit and you got the wallpaper from 1985. It was great back in the 80s, right? When you were Don Johnson with your jacket and all that stuff, trying to be your Miami Vice days. But nowadays, it's outdated.
Right. So it's interesting. So in the design community, what we are seeing, and Joe, I don't know if you see the same thing, 7 to 10 years is about it. Seven to 10 years, there's a seismic shift that goes on in the design community. We go from white to black, black to gray to brown. I mean, you know, it is unbelievable.
Right now, it seems like everything is gray.
Right now, everything is gray. But we're already starting to see grays sort of dissipate in terms of what people are specifying. And we're now starting to see a reversion back to the true browns to get, you know, more sort of neutrality or flexibility of overall design. But, you know, so if you are, you know, if you have a home with a hardwood floor, the benefit of having the hardwood floor is that you can change its color. And changing the color involves sanding the floor, which means we have to actually bring in sanding equipment and sand off that existing color. But what you're also sanding off are the scrapes and the scratches and the dings and all the wear and tear.
Oh, sure.
And that's
what's making that floor like new again.
It absolutely makes it brand new.
In my perspective, for real estate, when you can make it look like a new floor, I mean, it just sparkles when people come in.
It's a fraction of the cost, Gary, of replacing the floor. So when Corey comes in a catastrophic situation, you've had a fire, a flood, whatever the case might be, you know, it's something that he has to do. I mean, he has to restore your floor. But if you want to restore your floor or you simply want to change the color, it's a fraction of the cost. It's a fraction of the cost. You don't have to rip flooring out, especially if it's solid wood flooring. Even with some of the engineered formatted flooring, we're able to refinish it. If you know what you're doing, it can be done. And if it's just a matter of changing the color or removing years of oxidation and scratches and dents and dings, we can do that with a good quality refinishing process. And again, if you're always looking to stay current and modern and, you know, sort of follow that trend, 7 to 10 years is about the lifespan of a wood floor anyway. And so when you refinish it, you change its color.
So here, Igor, I think this is important. So many people have been told that their engineered floor cannot be refinished. It can.
Certain formats can. So if you bought a cheapy floor.
What's an engineered floor, first of all?
So an engineered floor is a veneer of wood that has been laminated or attached to a backing of some sort.
Pergo.
No, pergo would be a laminate floor,
okay,
which is plastic with in essence, a picture or a photograph scanned onto that plastic.
Okay. I'm just trying to give the listeners a visual of what you guys are talking about.
Sure. So
it's actual wood, whether it's a veneer, and even some of the pre-finished floor, the wood pre-finished, they've been told they cannot be pre-finished because the finish existing is so tough.
Right. And so that is also not correct.
Exactly.
So even though it may have an aluminum oxide finish or something that is very, very durable, when it first comes pre-treated that way, we can still sand through it. It's just a matter of a little bit extra effort, but it can be done. And we're sanding floors every single day.
Extra effort and also having the right sanding speed, the whole thing, so you don't start burning the thing into
That's exactly right.
You have to know what you're doing, I guess, is what I'm saying.
Right, right. But it can be done, and it's done every single day. And again, this is where expertise comes into play. So we can come in, and we can identify the format of the floor. We can check its thickness. We can check its wear layer, which is what allows the floor to be sanded or not be sanded. The wear layer is the amount of physical usable wood on an engineered
floor format. How can you check that?
So you basically look at the cross-section. So if the wood floor abuts a carpeted room, you just simply kind of peel back the carpet just a little bit, and you can see clearly what the thickness of that floor is. You can also look inside tricks of the trade, but you can also look inside, for example, of a floor vent.
Yeah, that's number one. That's what we do a lot in the real estate field. We're always checking that.
All right, we got Keith on line one, wants to know if you should sell a home before he puts a property on the market. What's up, Keith? What's your challenge here, buddy?
Hey, quick question. My wife and I, we have a ranch house in Glenwood, and we just kind of need an idea. What do we need to do to update it to sell it? Should we do both the bathroom and redo the flooring in the kitchen? When we bought the house, it's kind of old looking inside the home. There's like vinyl tile on the floor, and the kitchens needs updating, and the bathroom looks pretty old. So, I mean, where do we start? Do we do like the flooring in the kitchen? What do they look for?
I would make some suggestions. First thing you probably want to do is contact a real estate agent. They'll be glad to come over and give you an idea of what needs to be attended to before you put it on the market to get your top dollar. But if you're looking to see, I'll tell you right off the line, kitchen and bathrooms, those are number one when it comes to buyers' things that they look for in a house to be updated. So if those two things need it, you might as well say, commit yourself to doing a remodel. But I wouldn't spend too much money before really talking to some consultants, meaning like real estate or, you know, whatnot, to give a perspective. Because today's style in certain neighborhoods has a big trend. And like my dad's house, he loves his 1980s kitchen, and he would think that is the most modern kitchen in the world. But today, we're 2018, and the kitchens need to be slightly different. Nothing saying it's wrong, but based on maybe what you're trying to do or accomplish with the sale, it might make a difference.
Tell you what, Keith, we got a great realtor that handles Glenwood. Her name's Desi Smith. Okay? I'll get you. And she knows that area like the back of her hand. So what I'll do is we'll get your name and number and get Desi. You're over there home at Flossmoor, right? You're southwest side, right? Southeast, southwest side?
Yes, I am. Yeah.
I know exactly where you're at. Okay, so I'll have Desi give you a holler after the show, and she'll know the area and give you great advice. Okay, buddy?
Great. Thank you.
All right, hang tight, man. Let's get your information. 312-591-8900. 312-591-8900. What should people know about a disaster, Corey? What's the first thing they should do? If there's a fire, I open up my closet door in the basement where my sump pump is. I see mold. I know what to do. But what the general listening public, what's the top three things they should do in 2 minutes? Go.
Well, you got to call JC Restoration first and foremost. We can help get a handle on things. The very next call, the first call, if there's a fire, is the fire department, obviously. If there's an emergency, call the first responders, 911. In the event of an emergency, don't call us for that. That is not our skill set. Call 911. But call JCR for property damage needs. If it's a significant damage thing, you need to call your agent. You need to start researching a potential of a claim and get that process going also. But don't hesitate to get us out. Don't wait for a claim to be filed and let your hardwood floor sit wet. Don't let your basement sit wet and get moldy without calling JCR. Call in event of emergency, 911. Call the fire department. Next call. JC Restoration.
So we had an applicant fill out an application at Mega, and the question was on the application, in case of emergency, who do we call? He puts 911.
Hey, hire that guy. I like that.
He thought it was a trick question. Is he now vice president of common sense?
Absolutely. He's the common sense guy.
He didn't stand a chance. He didn't make it through the door, did he?
No.
He called 911.
You know, if you call your doctor's office, you know, and you reach their recording after hours, and they're, what do they tell you on the recording? If this is an emergency, sure, hang up and dial 911. Even your own doctor tells you to do that. So that's kind of common sense.
Corey wants the fire department to say that. If this is an emergency, call JC.
So as you're standing outside in your underpants, watching your house burn down, you should call your insurance agent and then call you, because there's going to need some boarding. There's going to need some, you're going to have to get the belongings out to de-smokeify it, or what's the right word for that?
You got to pack out and process. It's content restoration. So that's something people don't think about in the event of a large fire, is everything in the home's impacted. Fire pressurizes, smoke goes everywhere. Smoke is literally on everything, including the content. So we need to come in and assess that with you. Determine, is this item restorable? You know, like, is a mattress restorable? Do you really want to get a smoky mattress, wet mattress bag? No, let's total loss that piece. But your heirlooms, your clothes, your dishes, your $10,000 table, your piano. Hey, we have to get it out of this smoky, humid environment. That's another thing that we offer is, okay, let's identify all the items. Let's select what can be restored. Let's talk to the customer, the carrier. Let's pack it out of that home, take it to our facility where we've got state-of-the-art processing, where we can clean, deodorize, refinish, whatever that material needs. We can restore it, hold it for you while your home is being restored. So any necessary demolition, cleaning of the framing, sealing of any framing, you know, roof repairs, whatever that fire caused, whatever the smoke caused, we can reverse that damage. The home will never smoke again. Put it back together, and then bring all your items back like new. You know, floors
can,
a fire Corey, damage what, restored home is just as good as a new construction home.
Corey, what about artwork? So we have some clients where, you know, there could be smoke damage or soot that lands on artwork. And it could be, you know, wall art. It could be freestanding, you know, art. What do you guys do in that case?
Good question. That's something we need to know also. Hey, is this high value? Is this an heirloom? Is this a pass down? Is this a custom, you know? We need to address every piece, and we can do that. In fact, we work with other vendors that will take possession of a piece, but we've taken artwork that can have the fiber re-stone in. It can be professionally touched up. So
give them a call. Because we only got 45 seconds. Mr. Floor? Great.
Thank you.
The hell is that? All right, Corey, people want to reach you, JC Restoration.
Your Chicagoland Restoration Contractor, 800-956-8844, jcr24.com.
Gary Ellis.
Really good to have you listening today. You can reach me at Gary Ellis, Remax Suburban, 847-219-7671.
MegaPros Joe.
847-658-8989.
This is David Hochberg. You want to reach me during the week, 312-751-1333. Lee, I'll pick you up after the show. We just ran out of time. Thanks for listening. 312-751-1333. Thanks for listening. Go Cubs, go Sox. We'll be back next Saturday.
The proceeding was a paid program sponsored by Home Sweet Home Chicago and is not affiliated with WLS Radio or Cumulus Media. Listeners should consult their own advisors and conduct their own research before making any purchases, investments, or making any financial decisions.